531.
City Rugby Series is underway for the three teams that have been removed from the National Provincial Championship competition. Auckland, North Harbour and Counties Manukau were removed from the competition due to COVID's impact in Auckland. PMN News reporter Levi Matautia Morgan caught up with the Counties Manukau Rugby CEO Aaron Lawton and asked him where he stands a week on from the announcement.
Look, it's a good question, and it's sort of, if we, you know, with distance from what happened, it's given time to reflect. I think there's no question that we're all still pretty disappointed. I think the reality is that we felt we had a really compelling case to move our team safely out of Auckland. They would have stayed in a bubble. They would have trained in a bubble. They would have been tested before they went. They would have been tested while they were there, and we felt that the risk to the public of us potentially spreading COVID out of Auckland was negligible. So we felt we had made a pretty good case. And to be honest, we were pretty surprised to get it kicked back. It's pretty disappointing. The reality is, at the same point in time, it is what it is. I know that sounds a little bit like a platitude, but there's not much we can do now. We can't really dwell on it. The attention pretty much straight away to the move to, well, how do we sort of make the best of what is a pretty bad situation? So for the last, I mean, look, it's been going on in the background anyway, but for the last, you know, week, especially at sort of fever pitch, we've been working with New Zealand Rugby, the other affected provincial unions, so North Harbour and Auckland, to try and set up what we're calling a Super City Series between the three, where we'll potentially be home and away at each of our venues. So for us, getting two extra games at Navigation Home Stadium would be huge and have an impact for us. I think the reality is where we currently sit is we're still, things are ambiguous, right? Like, we still cannot train properly. So the boys have not had any contact training since August 17. And funnily enough, when COVID hit, I actually was in to see Don Mann at the PMN that very afternoon, and we were sort of sitting there looking at the news, and I had no idea at that point in time that I was in Manukau at your headquarters, and I had no idea that I was going to be not going back to Pukekohe for, you know, 2 months, right? So, look, we're trying. Things are ambiguous. We don't know yet whether, you know, what's happening next week. We don't know what's happening, whether we can't train properly yet. The boys are training in bubbles of eight, where, you know, essentially socially distanced in little groups, and they're not allowed to touch. They're not allowed to even throw a footy to one another. So it's very, we're what you would say, well behind the eight ball. So where we're at right now is we're certainly in what I would say is the end of the road. We've got a little bit of time. We're holding off as long as we can to try and get this Auckland series up off the ground. But I think at the same point in time, we're also realistic that there is a fairly good chance that we're not going to play rugby again this year.
Yeah. Is there now, in terms of what's going on in the government making steps for us to get out of COVID and all those things? I'm aware that there's COVID. I'm aware that, you know, people are getting sick. I'm aware of cases in that. But for you guys in particular, in your field, what you could have done and what could have been made possible in order to continue on with the competition, is there frustration towards the government, despite the fact that these guys, you know, we all know that they're doing what they can. We all know that it is what it is, how you mentioned. But regardless, is there still a bit of frustration in terms of the fact that maybe things could have been sorted out rather than just sitting and having and now hoping and waiting?
Yeah, look, I think the first thing to say is, it's fairly evident the government have got a hellishly difficult job on their hands. You know, it's not easy, and one would imagine they're being inundated with requests. At the same point in time, this was our third time that we had requested it. I think one of the challenging things throughout the process is it has felt a little bit arbitrary in terms of who gets an exemption and who doesn't. We saw the Silver Ferns players got an exemption when Auckland was at level four to go down to Christchurch, which is great. I mean, it's important. That's their career. And we probably felt at that point in time that we were, you know, in a similar boat. These are professional athletes. These are guys whose livelihoods are impacted by this decision. But I think it would be, we're disappointed, but I think it would be a stretch to say that we're angry at the government, because we understand that they have a very, very challenging job in front of them. And at the end of the day, while we feel that sport has a really good role to play in society. And at the moment, like, you know, the opportunity for us to represent counties Manukau, a region that has been heavily impacted by COVID, and to provide a little bit of distraction or diversion. I think at the same point in time, it is only sport. I hate to say that. I work in sport. It's my job too. But, you know, there is a very real impact of COVID in our community. So, you know, we're disappointed. We've had to move on. And now it's just a case of, well, how do we sort of make the best of the situation? I think one real missed opportunity is, you know, ultimately we had three provincial unions who are asking for 42 people to be given an exemption, and they would have left Auckland and trained in bubbles, etc. All of the things that we talked about before. You know, a significant number of these players, these athletes, support staff, they come from different parts of New Zealand, different ethnicities, that the government's been very clear on targeting different areas of our community. And I guess we would have thought that these players were vaccinated. They would have been a great example or role models of that you can get the vaccination, even if you're a professional sportsman, you can get it and you can go on and carry on your work during a crisis. So we thought, that the Steelers boys could have been held up as role models for our community. And you know, if we were able, by nature of getting out of Auckland and carrying on to sort of send the message about getting vaccinated to communities that are interested in our team, then all power to us, all power to our community, right? So I think that opportunity to, you know, leverage our players as heroes and role models has probably been missed in this whole thing.
Yeah, I'm wondering what the long-term impacts of not competing means for you guys in particular.
Yeah, look, I think so much impact, right? And it's an interesting one. I think most people jump first of all to the financial, and there's no question that we're feeling the pinch. It's been a really, really tough year. I want to say tough year, but it's been a tough 2 years for the union staff and the players. We had a lot of uncertainty last year, pay cuts, and people left the union, weren't replaced, and all that sort of stuff. This year, we've tried to sort of hang in there. We're very lucky. We've got an amazing sort of stable of fantastic sponsors who have stuck by us. But the reality is these major partners were on board for 10 round robin games, plus potentially finals. They've had two, so their brands haven't had that sort of television coverage or anything like that. We're lucky. We're working through that. But the reality is we're committed to our people. Our players are our people too. They're employees, so we've paid them in full. They'll be paid in full for the season. Even it's not their fault that they haven't played the games. But it has an impact, right? There's not much money coming in. There's plenty going out, I can assure you of that. But I think the other thing, Levi, is the welfare piece, or the impact on the community. Like, and it's not just about the Steelers. Look, our County's Energy Heat team, their season ended a game early. They weren't able to compete, put their best foot forward for a game in the final or a place in the finals. So that was really disappointing for them. And then the byproduct of everything that we've been dealing with is that we've run out of time for rep rugby as well. We're in the process of sort of exploring whether 19s, under-19s goes, under-18s, under-16s. I think, you know, the under-16s, that's already been cut. Like, and that's boys and girls who would have had their first opportunity to pull on a county's Manukau jersey. So, you know, there's, and that's not based on this government decision. That's based on where we're at in the journey to battle COVID. But it's had an impact, right? Like, and these are, you know, each one of these teams, each one of these players that's missed out is someone that's pulled their heart and soul into trying to reach a certain level. And they've been right on the cusp, and then, you know, it's taken away from them. But at the same point in time, you know, that's really challenging. But we don't want to, I definitely wouldn't want to come across as sort of crying foul, when we know that there are mums and dads and small business owners that are doing it so damn tough out there. And that's why I sort of come back to saying it is tough. There's no question. We're really disappointed for our people, but we will rise from this. We will find a way. It's the county's Manukau way to find a way to get through. And we'll bounce back. And you know what they say, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And, you know, if anything, I think the resilience that our playing group has developed through, you know, talking to the leaders the other day, it's been a proverbial roller coaster, right? Like, 1 week we think we're going to be back, next Wednesday training, the next week it's 2 more weeks. And like all New Zealanders, right? We sort of sit there and hope, and it's incredible when reality doesn't meet expectation, you know. So, but there's been a lot of, you know, like, and I think it's probably brought a degree of cohesion amongst our staff. We're very tight amongst the playing group. They're really tight. We're disappointed, but we move on, really.
Yeah, yeah. You're right, man. It's a hard time for all parties involved. It's an interesting time, actually, to be a part of. I feel like the time that we're in, all these sort of things get spoken about one day, but we're literally in it. So it's interesting to see how we navigate. But I've been really interested to see how sport navigates, because obviously majority of sports is contact. It's important that these things are out there, because it's also employment. You know, you know what I mean? Like, and you're also more, much more aware of that. I know that there's the, you know, it's just sports thing, but this is employment for people. So I just want to know, man, how are the boys doing? When the boys find out all these things, what, I mean, as a team, how are they doing?
It's a very good question. And I think it would be fair to say, you know, last week when we sort of, I jumped off the call and we, you know, worked with New Zealand Rugby, and a decision was made that we were out of the Bunnings Warehouse NBC and addressed the playing group. And we've had lots of Zooms, right? Like every week, sort of catching up with the playing group. And it was like, you could have heard a pin drop almost. Like there was just, everyone was just devastated. Because you think about it, like, think about the lockdown and everything, but what we fail to see is all the work that goes on in the dark, right? Like all the early mornings at the gym. And we're talking from January, we're talking from pre-season, like pre-season, right? If you want to get to that level. And we're talking about staying fit, you know, hanging in there, getting through a club rugby season, maybe for some of these guys making that Steelers squad for the first time. So I think it was just, again, like I said before, it's kind of, you know, expectation and then reality have not merged here. So look, the boys, I'm not going to lie, they've done it tough. I think that like all human beings, we crave certainty. And I think the uncertainty has been really hard. So, you know, we've met again this week, and we would expect to have a bit of a definitive position on where we stand by next week. And I think that'll you know, that'll probably give everyone a bit of an understanding of where we sit. So, yeah, no, they've done it tough. I will say that they have been professional throughout. They've kept training. They've kept working hard. They've kept engaged. They've kept engaged with one another. But they miss that camaraderie of the team. They haven't been assembled as a group for however many days. It's somewhere in nearly 2 months, right? So, and so they can't even like give each other a high five or a fist bump when they see each other, and they're in these little bubbles. So, you know, really, really tough. But I've been really proud of just the way that they've shown resilience and kept going. They're still going, like they're still training right now on the small modicum of hope that this time next week we are back training properly and we're in for the Auckland Super City Series, even if you and I both know that is becoming increasingly harder as we continue in some form of level three.
Yeah. We sort of have the same mentality in my family. We try and have certain gatherings and all those things. We'll plan it for next week, and we also have the same hope. So it's the same thing translated in different categories around the, you know, around the space. Aaron, is there any sort of last, is there anything that you just want to share towards those fans? Because I know I was born in Pukekohe. I lived there for, I moved away there. I lived there for 8 years. I'm only 2 years out of Pukekohe. So I love the place. That was home for me for obviously being born there, but living there for so long. I know what those games meant to the community there. I knew what it meant to walk there. Pukekohe is so tight that you didn't really have to drive there. People would bother walking there. People would, you know, catch a ride together and all those things. So just a message out to those people who really have found culture in who you guys are since way back, you know. So just a message for those guys, Aaron.
I guess I'd say thank you for your support. You know, the community stuck by us, whether those are sponsors, fans. We've been sort of inundated with great sort of feedback and great, just support, really. And we can't thank you enough. It's been tough. Like, it's tough for everyone. We know our community's doing it tough too. And all I'd say is that, you know, we haven't been given an opportunity this year to make our community proud of us. We had two pretty poor games to start the season, and you know, we had designs on going pretty deep into the competition. So all I would say is that we might be down, we're in a dark moment at the moment, but we're not out, And I would say, hang in there, guys, because we will be back. And you wait next year, the PIC Steelers will be out on that field with a point to prove.
Counties Manukau Rugby CEO Aaron Lawton speaking with PMN News reporter Levi Matautia Morgan.